Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My mom did not learn to drive until she was about 40 years old. Back in Buckley, the little town that I grew up in, where she and my dad first raised us four children, the church and the school and the grocery store and the bank were all within about two or three blocks of our house. So there was really no need to drive anywhere. Besides, the town itself was only about five blocks long by five blocks wide, so you could walk anywhere in town you wanted to go. Besides that, you know, back in the 60s, I think this is probably true of most families, we only had one car. And my dad, of course, needed that to be a pastor to make his calls and such. But when we moved to Fort Wayne, and we began to grow as children and get involved in more and more things, it became imperative for my mom to learn to drive. So she did. But it was not something that she really felt comfortable with, especially learning to drive at that late age. And so she never was what I would call a really good driver. She was capable. She wasn't reckless or dangerous, but I would not necessarily call her highly skilled. So one winter day, my mom was taking my sister Christy and myself to our orthodontist appointment on the far side of Fort Wayne. And as we're heading down Lake Avenue, which was a one-way street, two lanes with parking on one side, we hit a patch of ice and we started to slide. And my mom, being again a new driver and not super skilled, not super experienced in driving on ice, she hit the brakes and she clenched the wheel. And we went into a full out of control slide, heading right for a parked car where the owner of that car was standing there scraping their windows. We all thought for sure we were about to smash that man between our car and his car, T-bone him. And so we all closed our eyes and waited for that. But that crash never came. And we came to a stop. We opened our eyes. Our car was parked in the spot in front of his car. And he was knocking on the window, seeing if we were all right. Something happened in those brief seconds in which our eyes were closed that defied the laws of physics. Because we were sliding right toward that man, seriously, going to T-bone him between his car and ours. And we ended up parked in front of him. Not only did we not hit him, we didn't hit his car, we didn't hit anything. Now I believe that was the unseen hands of God, or that of his guardian angels, that saved us that day from what could have been a very tragic accident. I can't prove that to anyone, but that's what I believe. In our Old Testament great story today, we have the account of Elisha being hunted by the officers of the king of Aram. And Aram was an enemy of Israel. The king of Aram said to one of his officers, "Go find out where he is," again meaning Elisha, "so I can send men and capture him." The report came back, "He's in Dothan." Then the king sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and they surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, my Lord, what should we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are against us." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike these people with blindness." So the Lord struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. Elisha and his servant were surrounded by the Aramite army, whose sole mission was to capture Elisha. The servant was rightly concerned. But Elisha said, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And the Lord opened the eyes of that servant, and he was able to see the invisible angel armies of God that covered the hillside, standing ready to defend Elisha and defend his servant. St. Paul wrote in Romans, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Like Elisha's servant, you and I may not be able to see the armies of God's angels that God has sent to this earth to watch over us. But they're here, doing the Lord's bidding, watching over our coming and our going, delivering us from the evil one, not letting our feet slip or even strike a stone, and surrounding us and guarding us like the mountains surround Jerusalem. Psalm 91 states, "If you say, 'The Lord is my refuge,' and you make the Most High your dwelling, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Usually, we are completely unaware of the workings of these angels, because most days, we don't even know what close call or near miss that they saved us from. But then there are those times, those incidents, like the one that happened to me and my mom and my sister so many years ago on that icy road, or the one that happened recently with my daughter Davina, being knocked off the road by an 18-wheeler going 70 miles an hour. When you realize that there was some other force at work, we all shouldn't have walked away from those accidents completely unharmed. But we did. And I believe it's because those who are with us are more than those who are against us. Now, that truth be the case, that doesn't mean that no harm will ever befall us. It has, it does, and it will. You might remember that most of the apostles were martyred. Numerous missionaries have been murdered. And God's people throughout history have and will continue to suffer through any number of trials and tragedies. Jesus himself warned his disciples of this, and he said to them, "In this world you will have trouble." But then he followed that word of warning with his word of comfort, "But take heart, I have overcome the world." Then he said this too, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In John 11, Jesus said concerning his sheep, concerning his followers, that no one can snatch them out of his hand. The forgiveness and the salvation that he won for us through his suffering and his death on the cross and through his resurrection from the grave, that's a done deal. And through faith, those gifts of God's grace are not only a future hope for us, they're a present reality for us. And thus, no one can ever snatch us from God's hands. He will fight to defend us. He will fight to hold on to us, because we are his redeemed children. Or as we sing in the order of matins from Psalm 100, we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. I love this seldom told story from 2 Kings 6. Because it reminds us that we are watched over and we are protected by the unseen angel armies of God. And would our eyes be open to see them, we would be able to see and know that those who are with us are always more than those who are against us. Not only is God with us always, but so are his guardian angels. And thus, we close with this word once again from the book of Romans, where Paul said, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" To God be the glory. Amen.